The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, the North Carolina State Fair is entertaining thousands of visitors daily with rides, music, food, animals, and generally just a lot of fun. For instance, fair officials are touting some new tasty treats to enjoy, and we're going to list a few of them here. They've got deep-fried piggy tails. It's deep-fried bacon topped with cinnamon and powdered sugar and drizzled with some syrup. Deep-fried bacon mac and cheese tacos. Deep-fried Cuban rolls, smoked ham that includes smoked ham, pulled pork, and sliced pickles that are then rolled up and, guess what, deep-fried. There's Dillylicious Loaded Pickles. These are deep-fried pickle fries with bacon, ranch, and beer cheese. Frozen banana pudding tacos, sparkling churros, smoking bovine rolls, which is burnt-end brisket on a roll with sweet and tangy sauce, then slaw on request. Let me see. Dorias Quites. It's Mexican street corn served in a bag of crushed Doritos. And the list goes on and on. Too many to mention here. That's just the food that's available every day at the state fair. There are dozens of rides and games of chance, livestock competitions, horse shows, flower and garden show, the folk festival, homegrown music fest, heritage circle, grandstand shows, got to be NC agriculture, free entertainment, and so much more. And each day is capped off with a fireworks show. By the way, the NC State Fair is the largest event in North Carolina and the largest 10-day agricultural event in the country. All right, Raleigh Little Theater. Right now, or October 22nd through the 30th, rather, the surprising story of the three little pigs. Now, what would happen if three classic fairy tales, the three little pigs, the three Billy Goats Gruff, and Goldilocks and the three bears, got a little mixed up between Once Upon a Time and Heavily, Happily Ever After? When the pigs start to wonder what life would be like if the wolf were not always at the door, the Billy Goats Gruff grow tired of trip-trapping over the troll's bridge, and Papa Bear realizes he's had enough of the meddlesome little Goldilocks. The three trios join forces and swap a few things around. Then coming up in December, Raleigh Little Theater, the 2nd through the 18th of December, Cinderella. This holiday tradition returns for the 38th year. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. All right, looking some of the clubs around Raleigh, three of them to be exact, starting off with the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Starting out Wednesday, October 19th, Pusha T. Friday, October 21st, Hippocampus with special guests. Saturday, October 29th, Nico Moon, Coastin' Tour. Friday, November 4th, Shrek Rave, and this is an 18-plus show. Saturday, November 5th, Nothing But Anthems, the NCCU Homecoming. It's a 21-plus. Sunday, November 6th, it's Wizard Fest. Again, this is all at the Ritz. Friday, November 11th, Silver Sun Pickup Physical Thrills Tour. Saturday, November 12th, Day Glow People in Motion Tour. Up next, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Friday, October 21st, an evening with Perpetual Groove starting at 9. Saturday, October 22nd at noon, Piper Raquel Live. And then that evening, Acoustic Syndicate and Blue Dogs at 8:30. Friday, October 28th, Butch Walker, It's About Damn Tour 2022 with Aaron Lee Chazian. That's at 8 o'clock. Saturday, October 29th, Halloween Harvest Ball featuring Matt Stell, LV Shane, Chance Beckham, and Jason Adamo. That all starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, October 30th, Bring Out Your Dead at 8. Friday, November 4th, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Saturday, November 5th, 49 Winchester at 8:30. Wednesday, November 9th, Todd Snyder with special guest Tommy Prine at 8 o'clock. Thursday, November 10th, Tropodelic with Mike Pinto at 8:30. Friday, November 11th, William Clark Green with Ben Chapman. That starts at 8 o'clock. Saturday, November 12th, Shortest Straw with Stone Whiskey at 9 o'clock. Then Sunday, November 13th, St. Lucia Utopia Tour 2022. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Then Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, October 19th, Coast to Coast Live Interactive Showcase starts off at 9. Thursday, October 20th, Through the Roots with Anella Harum at 8. Friday, October 21st, Bombadil with Dissimilar South at 9. Saturday, October 22nd, Eldritch Horror, All Hell and Tooth at 9. Sunday, October 23rd, Amora with Clarity, Faster on Fire at 8 o'clock. Monday, October 24th, Raven with Riot Act at 8. Thursday, October 27th, Elliot Bronson with Dylan Innes at 8. Friday, October 28th, Dr. Bacon and the Fritz. That show starts at 9. Saturday, October 29th, Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle starts at 9 o'clock. Sunday, October 30th, Corb Lund with Lauren Morrow, 8 o'clock. It all starts. Tuesday, November 1st, Delirient Nerve with Goat Choker, Slug Salter, and Basura. Show starts at 8. Wednesday, November 2nd, Bumpin' Uglies with Sons of Paradise and Joey Harkham at 7:30. Thursday, November 3rd, By George and Easy Honey with Late Notice at 8 o'clock. Friday, November 4th, Blue-Footed Boobies with Pink Beds at 9 o'clock. And we've got a tribute show on Saturday, November 5th. Starts with Deep Six, tribute of Pearl Jam. Nirvani, which is a Nirvana tribute. And Sick Man, it's Alice in Chains at 8 o'clock. Sunday, November 6th, Saving Vice with RVNT, Drake Wake, and Caldera at 8 o'clock. Monday, November 7th, Bulldozer, 40 Years of Wrath, Deceased, Aries Kingdom, and Demiser. That all starts at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, November 8th, Nine Treasures with Haitian Defile the Crown, and Happy Hour Homicide at 7. Wednesday, November 9th, the Mother Tongue Tour with Soul Messiah and special guest. That starts at 9. Thursday, November 10th, Irada with Crystal Spiders and Solace at 8. Friday, November 11th, Joshua Ray Walker with Margot Silker. That starts at 9. Saturday, November 12th, HR of Bad Brains at 9. And Sunday, November 13th, Waiting on Mongo with Deaf Andrews and Logan Whaley Band starting at 8 o'clock. All right, PNC Arena, Thursday, October 6th, Dr. David Jeremiah featuring the Gaither Vocal Band. Friday, we're a little bit wrong here. These are shows that already have taken place. So we'll move on to Tuesday, October 18th with Greta Van Fleet, Dream in Gold Tour 2022 with Duran Jones and the Indications and Crownlands. Thursday, November 3rd, Reba McEntire, special guest Terry Clark. Sunday, November 13th, Adam Sandler Live. Wednesday through Saturday, December 7th through the 10th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen and Encanto. Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Then coming up in January 2023, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo, and Cody Johnson with Randy Houser and Jesse Robb Jr. Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Two shows left on the schedule. Thursday, October 20th, it's Coe Wetzel with Trey Lewis and Colby Cooper. Then, Friday, October 28th, closes out the season with Band Together, Turnpike Troubadours. Raleigh Improv, let's talk about a few laughs. Thursday through Saturday, October 20th through the 22nd, it's Guy Tory. Guy has been seen on BET's Comic View, Comedy Central's Premium Blend, Showtime at the Apollo, and Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam, where he made his stand-up debut to a national audience. Thursday through Saturday, October 27th through the 29th, Brett Ernst. Brett can currently be seen playing Louis LaRusso in the hit series Cobra Kai and is regarded as one of the best stand-ups in the business by his peers. Thursday through Saturday, November 3rd through the 5th, Craig Shoemaker. What comedian do you know that has two Emmys? Appeared on Broadway and was voted Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards. That's right, it's the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker. Best known for his engaging, relatable stand-up and iconic baritone-voiced character, the Love Master. Sunday, November 6th, Don McMillan. What do you get when you cross an engineer with a stand-up comedian? Well, you get Don McMillan. This former chip designer has been doing his one-of-a-kind PowerPoint-driven comedy show for audiences for more than 20 years. Friday through Sunday, November 11th through the 13th, Godfrey. One of the hottest and most versatile comedians on the circuit today, his hilarious one-hour stand-up special, Regular Black, premiered on Showtime in August. This month, he can be seen recurring in Adult Swim's Neon Joe. Okay, Good Nights Comedy Club. Wednesday, October 19th, Steve Hofstetter. An author, columnist, and comedian, Steve is often called the hardest working man in show business, with all due respect to the late James Brown. Thursday through Saturday, October 20th through the 22nd, it's Ryan Long. He amassed more than 100 million views with his viral digital shorts and is currently hosting or is the host of the popular podcast, The Boys Cast. Wednesday, October 26th, Shep Rose. He's been on the television show Southern Charm for all 8 of its fateful seasons. Some of you may have seen its hard-hitting think piece, whodunit episodes. Some call it 60 Minutes of Reality TV. Thursday, October 27th, Spencer Bland and Jordan Huggins. Spencer is a comedian, writer, and podcaster, and he wants you to know that his last name has no effect on his humor. And Jordan is a comic, writer, podcaster, and show producer in Raleigh. As a comic, he's featured in a handful of national festivals, including Limestone Comedy Festival and Cape Fear Comedy Festival. Friday through Sunday, October 28th through the 30th at Goodnight's, Randy Feltface. He fled his homeland of Australia in search of the bright light and large meal portions of North America. Don't miss his brand of new one-hour blistering stand-up and stories from a felt-faced philosopher. Wednesday, November 2nd, And Then We Had Sex. If You Weren't Aware, And Then We Had Sex is possibly the fastest-growing podcast. Each week, married couple and show host comedian Kristen Sivils and writer J. Rod Tanner guide you into their unconventional world of sex, comedy, and uninhibited truth. And finally, Thursday through Saturday, November 3rd through the 5th, Moshe Kasher, actor, comedian, writer. Moshe has quickly become one of Hollywood's most in-demand and highly regarded talents. He's the author of the 2012 memoir, Kasher in the Rye, the true tale of a white boy from Oakland who became a drug addict, criminal, mental patient, and then he turned 16. All shows are 18 plus, unless noted. All right, here we go. The rundown at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Right now through October 30th, it's Dracula from Carolina Ballet. Dracula and the Red Death return to the stage for Halloween. Lynn Taylor Corbett's Dracula is, of course, based on a fascination with Dracula from childhood after seeing the original Bela Lugosi film that is based on Bram Stoker's novel. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, October 21st, Chris D'Elia Live. Chris has become one of the most in-demand performers in comedy. His highly successful podcast, Congratulations with Chris D'Elia, has been a mainstay on iTunes' comedy podcast charts since its debut in 2017. Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd, Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2, this from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 22nd, Chavo Rucos. Join Abrian Uribe and Adal Ramones together for the first time in the Chavo Rucos tour. This fun comedy show combines the best of two great personalities through monologues, music, and sketches. Memorial Auditorium. Then Sunday, October 23rd, Weird Al Yankovic. The unfortunate return of the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour. And there's a special guest, Emo Phillips. This is all at Mamandi Concert Hall. Also Sunday, October 23rd, Deep Greenwood, The Hidden Truth of Black Wall Street. This stage play is a fact-based story from the early 1900s that will stir up different emotions and create lasting memories. It's all about the burning down of a black area of Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Monday and Tuesday, October 24th and 25th, Blue Man Group. Friday, October 28th, Dropkick Murphys, This Machine Theater Tour, Memorial Auditorium. Blue Man Group also at Memorial Auditorium. October 28th and 29th, The Music of Harry Potter from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 4th, Monica and Friends at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th, Barber Violin Concerto from the North Carolina Symphony. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. November 4th through the 13th, Steel Magnolias from North Carolina Theater. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, November 5th, the return of Frankie Beverly and Maze at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, November 6th, Michael W. Smith, the Waymaker Tour. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. November 11th, Miriam Hernandez, also on the 11th, Southern Soul Music Festival. November 12th, An Evening with Genuine and Friends. November 13th, Raphael. That's all at the Duke Energy Center. Then, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All shows start at 8 and less noted. Wednesday, October 19th, Joe Satriani. It's the Earth Tour. Friday, October 21st, The Wallflowers. Saturday, October 22nd, Brett Cobb and Hayes Carl getting together. Sunday, October 23rd, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Monday, October 24th, Josh Gates live. Tuesday, October 25th, The Emperor's New Clothes, two performances, 9:45 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. It's part of the Arts Discovery Series. Tuesday, October 25th, Out of the Muck. This is a free documentary, but registration is required. Thursday, October 27th, Dance Theater of Harlem, now in its sixth decade. It's part of the Arts Discovery Educational Series, so there's a performance at 11 a.m. and then again at 8 p.m. Sunday, October 30th, Gypsy Kings featuring Nicholas Reyes. Monday, October 31st, Clerks 3, The Convenience Store. That's a convenience. All right, let's do that one again. Clerks 3, The Convenience Tour. And it's at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, November 2nd, Evolution of American Music with Jonathan Blanchard. There are two performances, 9:45 a.m. for K through 5 students and 11:20 for 6 through 12 students. Arts Discovery Educational Series. Friday, November 4th, it's the SoJam Acapella Festival. This is the 2022 Scholastic Competition at 7:30. Then Saturday, November 5th, SoJam Acapella Festival, the 2022 Professional Showcase, and that's also starting at 7:30. Sunday, November 6th, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. November 7th, Celebrating Billy Joel. November 10th, the Fab Four, the Ultimate Tribute. November 11th, Claudia Oshry, Not Like Other Girls. Two shows, November 12th, Ariel Aesop's presented by Story Up Ariel Theater. And also Boney James, Detour Tour 2022. Okay, we'll check out what's going on at Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tuesday through Sunday, October 18th through the 23rd, it's Annie. Monday, October 24th, Daniel Howell. Thursday, October 27th, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Of course, they've been around singing their hearts out since 1962. Friday, October 8th, Marcus Mumford with special guest The A's. Saturday, October 29th, Jonathan Van Ness. Sunday, October 30th, Straight No Chaser. And they are celebrating their 25th anniversary. Tuesday through Sunday, November 1st through the 16th, Dear Evan Hansen. Of course, Tony Award-winning Best Musical. Thursday, November 10th, Disney Junior Live on Tour, Costume Palooza. Friday, November 11th, it's the King of Rant, Lewis Black, Off the Rails Tour. Saturday, November 12th, Randy Rainbow, the Pink Glasses Tour. Of course, he's a best-selling author and four-time Emmy nominated comedian, producer, actor, singer, writer, and satirist. Tuesday, November 15th through Sunday, November 20th, it's Hairspray. Another one been around for a long time. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 22nd and 23rd, it's crooner Harry Connick Jr. and a holiday celebration. Saturday, November 26th, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas. Listen to a lot of their music at Christmas time, obviously, but have never seen them live. Maybe this year. Okay, Tuesday, November 29th through Sunday, December 4th, another Christmas show, Elf, the Broadway musical, and of course, the hilarious tale of Buddy, an orphan who crawls into Santa's bag of gifts, goes to the North Pole, thinks he is just one of the gang. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.